Lionel Messi, one of the greatest soccer players ever, is leaving Europe to play for the Major League Soccer team in Miami. Messi reportedly turned down a whole lot of money from the Saudi League, which was also courting the World Cup winner. NPR's Jasmine Garis hosted the podcast The Last Cup. It's about Messi, his global soccer journey, and what it means to leave your homeland. And she joins us now. Jasmine, welcome.
Hi.
How big is this for MLS here in the States and more broadly, soccer in America?
I mean, look, this is huge. People wear his jersey all over the world. He's arguably the best player alive. And a few months ago, he won a World Cup title. This is a jackpot. Miami also has an enormous Latin American community, so he's going to get so much love. But also, you know, Miami, despite being a sports town, it's not necessarily known for soccer. When you think of Miami sports, you think of Miami Heat, the Dolphins, but you don't think of soccer. So for Miami, this is huge. And I think for MLS, it's going to ramp up the excitement a lot.
Yeah, well, I've seen the price of tickets already for the Inter Miami games has gone up 10, 20-fold for their home games and their away games. So Lionel Messi said, if it was about money, I would have gone to Saudi Arabia, making it clear there were a lot of petrodollars chasing him. We should assume that this Miami deal, though, is also awfully lucrative, right? What do we know about the business side?
Yeah, so he turned down a reported $400 million a year deal. I mean, that's a colossal sum with Saudi Arabia. He's not exactly committing to a life of austerity in Miami. This is a pretty historic sports deal. Messi's set to receive a massive compensation package, which includes a share of Apple's revenue generated by MLS season pass, and also a share of Adidas profits related to his MLS arrival. And he also does still have a tourism deal with Saudi Arabia. So he's not turning down all the Saudi money.
Yeah. Well, this move was in part orchestrated by another man who made a blockbuster decision to join the MLS in the U.S. back in 2007, David Beckham, of course, the legendary English star. He is now part owner of Inter Miami. I guess we have to say, Inter Miami, the team, is not doing very well right now, right? They have some work to do.
No, in fact, a friend of mine told me that they just played against Alabama and that the fans were chanting, you know, you guys better start playing better because you're going to spend all your time on the bench now that Messi is coming over.
Yeah. Messi, of course, has won a lot in his football career. Notably, and we'll play some audio here, notably this moment.
How many billions of eyeballs are watching these two men 12 yards apart?
And that is him scoring in the World Cup final against France last November. That's audio from Fox Sports. Argentina, of course, won that tournament. You surely were watching as an Argentine. But yeah. For Messi, what does he have left to accomplish in Miami?
You know, I've spent a significant amount of time talking to Messi's friends and coaches and family. And what they all told me is this man loves winning. He loves winning at soccer. He wants to win. And he also has such a strong team ethos, which he developed early on in Barcelona. So I predict he's going to take great pleasure in making the team better. And finally, I think what a beautiful challenge, you know, to bring non-fans into this wonderful sport that most of us call football. I know you guys call it soccer.
Jasmine, we have 30 seconds left. You did a podcast about Messi. Tell us something about him that we probably don't know.
I think he loves the sport. I mean, you know, I think he could have made so much money here. And again, he's not exactly committing to a life of austerity. But no. What I'm hearing from people is a great deal of respect, because clearly what he loves is the sport.
Yeah, that is NPR's Jasmine Garis. Jasmine, thanks so much.
Thank you.